Malaysia's Attorney General ordered the continuation of the murder case against a Vietnamese woman accused of killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Government lawyers announced the decision in court Thursday. Prosecutor Iskandar Ahmad did not explain the decision to continue the trial of Duan T. Hong. She is now the only person on trial for the murder, following the decision earlier this week to drop charges against an Indonesian woman, Siti Issa. Hong's lawyer and Vietnam's ambassador to Malaysia both criticized the decision. They had hoped the charges would also be dropped for Hong. Ambassador Lei Ki Quinn said he was very disappointed with the decision. He said Vietnam's justice minister had written to Malaysia's chief attorney asking for Hong's release. He added that Vietnam would continue to ask for her release. Hong's lawyer, Hisiam Te Potik, told the court that the decision was perverse. He said government lawyers were being unfair to Hong because her case was similar to Issa's situation. Te said very obviously there is discrimination. Both Hong and Issa were accused of putting a poisonous nerve agent on Kim Jong-nam's face at the Kuala Lumpur airport on February 13, 2017. Both women have said they thought they were taking part in a prank for a television show. They were the only people arrested for the crime, after four North Korean suspects fled the country the same morning Kim was killed. Both women were charged separately, but the charge against them is the same, that they worked with the four North Korean suspects to murder Kim. Last August, a high court judge found there was enough evidence to show that Issa, Hong, and the four North Koreans had worked together on a plan to kill Kim. Lawyers for both women argued that they were pawns in a political assassination with clear links to the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur. They also said that government lawyers failed to prove that the women had aimed to kill Kim. Under Malaysian law, intent to kill is critical to a murder charge. Hong's lawyer had sought a delay for the trial Thursday. Te said Hong was unwell and needed medical treatment. He said Hong only slept 1 hour each night since Issa's release. He added she was not in a position to answer questions from both sides. When the judge asked Hong if she was unwell, Hong said she was suffering from tension and stress. "I have no idea what is going on," Hong said in the courtroom Thursday. The judge agreed to delay the trial until April 1st, but warned there should not be any more delays after that. The defense part of the trial was to have started Monday. Hong cried as she spoke to Vietnamese embassy officials after Thursday's court hearing ended. In Hong's village in Vietnam, her family was extremely sad and disappointed. "I had hoped for good news today, but there is none. I had hoped my daughter would be freed like the Indonesian woman," said her father, Duan Van Tan. Hung could face a death sentence if she is found guilty of the charges. Another lawyer for Hung urged Malaysia's Attorney General to explain why he dropped the case against Aisa but not Hung. During the prosecution part of the trial, expert witnesses said that poisoning caused Kim's death. The nerve agent was found on his face, in his eyes, and on his clothes. It was also found on the women's clothes. Experts have said the case against Aisa appeared weaker since there was no video evidence of her with Kim at the airport. There was security camera video of Hong with Kim. Prosecutors have said the women were trained killers who knew they were holding poison. They said the women held their hands away from their bodies and went to separate restrooms to wash their hands afterwards. The defense part of the trial is expected to discuss the role of the four North Koreans who fled the country and are believed to now be home in Pyongyang. I'm Susan Shand.